Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
So a few weeks ago, I had heard that this scam was starting to gain momentum, and now it seems like it's a national problem. And it's the QR code scam.
I saw that.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
So you pull up to a parking lot, right? And rather than like text in your payment and your license plate number or whatever, there is a QR code that is in the parking lot. So people are assuming that if they take their picture, you go to the QR code, you write in all your info, your credit card info. Well, what people are doing is they are taking their own QR codes and cutting them exactly the same length as a QR code that would be already established in the parking lot. And what it's doing is it is filtering all of your info into their account, their personal account.
Oh my
God. So you think you're paying for your parking, you're not paying for your parking.
Oh my gosh.
Here's a dude that got scammed doing it.
You see one more QR code, you assume somebody associated with the parking lot did it. You instinctively just were trusted, and if you want to just do it and kind of pay as you're walking to wherever it is you go, I can see this being something people fall for pretty easily. We're so used to the self-service, like you go into a restaurant, scan this for your menu, you know, scan the QR code to get to the site and all that. We're trying to reduce printing stuff out, so it makes a lot of sense.
I don't know what to believe in anymore. You know, they told us a couple of months ago, even the FBI said, like, do not use the USB ports in airports or in any public place, because if you do that, scammers are so sophisticated now, they are taking your information just from those USB ports. So you have to use a block. And that's the only way that can help you. And here, now you got the QR code thing you got to worry about.
Yeah, I saw somebody else go viral because they were, I don't remember where they were, but there was a poster that had a QR code on it. And they walked up and they just peeled that QR code off. And underneath of it was the actual QR code belonging to the company.
Oof. So what are you supposed to do? Like go up to it and pick at it to see if it's real or not? And if it's like on the metal, then it's fine. But if it's its own individual sticker, then there's a good chance you're getting scammed.
Yep.
And a lot of times too, when you do scan a QR code, like you just hold up your camera, it'll show you the URL you're about to click on and go to.
Mm-hmm.
So also be vigilant. I mean, sometimes they'll be really smart about spoofing and duping URLs, but I think a lot of the time if you're like at the Burt Show parking lot and you scan a QR code and it's like, oh, ABC Morning News is the website, like it doesn't match.
Mm-hmm. Mm. All right, so if you're doing that, for sure you're an a-hole. There's no question. In this case, though, the question is she being an a-hole demanding that her mother-in-law pay for her wedding dress?
This is going to get a lot of people very angry. So I'm getting married to my fiance soon. I bought my wedding dress weeks ago, and his mother, my future mother-in-law, kept pestering me about trying it on. Not me, her. She wanted to try it on.
What? Ooh, weird.
But I firmly refused. I finally shut it down after she offered me $100 to let her try it on.
Now, what? Really quick, before you finish, I am so sorry. There are so many creepy levels to this, because not only does she want to try on her future daughter-in-law's dress, but this is the dress that is going to be worn to marry your son.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying here?
Ugh, I'm so icked out,
right?
Mom and I are looking at each other. We don't quite understand, I don't think, the offense.
It's like this weird mother-son dynamic going on here that she wants to try the wedding dress on that the bride's going to wear to marry her son. It's just, there's all kinds of levels of creepy here.
Does it even say in there what the motivation for that is? Because it's so...
Yeah, I'll get to that part. The weird thing is, it's not, I thought this was a one-off, but our producer Rebecca found another one about this kind of same exact scenario about a mother-in-law wanting to try on her future daughter-in-law's dress.
Ew.
Why would you want to do that?
All right. So she, I finally shut it down after she offered me $100 to let her try it on. Her reason for persisting so much, she says it's because of her love for wedding dresses and her obsession with them.
Okay. Freud is typing.
Fast forward to yesterday. I came home from work early and I found my fiance at home. He freaked out after seeing me and tried to prevent me from going into my room while trying to text somebody on his phone.
No.
I don't think this registers for guys, so he probably didn't even know it was a huge offense.
Oh, yes, he did.
He tried to prevent me from going into my room while trying to text somebody on his phone. I opened the door and was shocked to see his mom standing there wearing my dress.
Oh, nah.
This is so weird.
And now she got to do it for free. He was about to get $100 for it.
I instantly pulled out my phone and took a photo of her in it. She and my fiance freaked out after I told her that I needed her to pay me for a new dress in 3 days or else I'll show the whole family the photo.
Oh, damn.
She started crying and then left, and my fiance blew up at me saying I can't be serious and that I overreacted because his mom just wanted to try the dress on, no harm done. But I refused to listen to him because, in my opinion, the dress should only be worn by the bride and the bride only.
The dress is tainted.
And don't forget, she's the one who paid for it, right? The bride paid for the dress. Quite frankly, I felt disgusted looking at the dress again, and I don't want it anymore. And so I think it's fair that she pays me after she ruined it for me. He yelled at me and told me to wake up and stop treating his mom like that as if she was an enemy. We had a fight after he failed to get me to back down, and he's been staying with his mom since. I felt awful, but I spent $3,000 on this dress, and I worked really hard to get it. I can't stand looking at it, but people in my family think I'm escalating things and risking my relationship with not only my future mother-in-law, but my fiancé as well. So here's the thing. My fiancé did call and offer to pay for the dress himself so we can, quote, end the conflict. But he wants me to do these things to do that. Hand him my phone so he can delete the photo himself of his mom wearing my wedding dress. Swear that I don't have any copies to use against his mom later. He wants me to apologize to his mom.
Nope.
And lastly, he asked that I quit his family group chat and lock out of Facebook for at least a month. I'm not sure if I'll agree because I don't want him to pay for it. I want his mom, the one who wore it after I said no multiple times, to pay for it. I'm not trying to be vicious, but I'm trying to hold her accountable. I haven't responded yet. Am I the a-hole for wanting my future mother-in-law to pay for my wedding dress?
You're the only not a-hole in the family.
Seriously.
100%.
They should be welcoming you onto the family tree.
To cleanse the a-holeness out?
Flush the a-hole.
An a-hole cleanse?
Yeah. It's so weird to me that they want her to log out of Facebook for a month because I can already tell this is the kind of family that's going to talk smack about her on Facebook. They're going to be making posts. They're going to be like, can you believe my future daughter-in-law is making my son pay for another dress? They're going to turn the whole community against her.
The son obviously knew how wrong he was by trying to hide it, and then now you're asking to delete the photo. So you clearly understand. And so if you do understand, why would you let her do it? I don't understand that
part. That's my reasoning over here. Plus, I mean, some people, you know, the groom's not supposed to see the bride before the wedding, or you're supposed to do like a big reveal in the dress before the ceremony. And I mean, maybe that wasn't a big deal to them. But the audacity, it was her dress, her wedding dress that she purchased with her hard-earned money. You asked her multiple times and she said no multiple times. Then you ring in your son, who knows what guilt trip you pulled on him, or maybe he's just a spineless, almost said a dirty word, a spineless turd who helped you do this, and you try it on and you wear it. I am cringing for her. Don't know if I'd want to be a part of this family. This is like beyond creepy.
So that's what I was just about to ask. So let's just go ahead, take it next level and truly overthink this thing. What is happening in this scenario that you can draw from for the rest of your life with this family?
He will always have his mother-in-law's back and not mine. Or he will always have his mother's back, not mine. He will always side with her, not me.
Mm-hmm. Mom is coming first, regardless.
And he'll hide stuff from you.
Yep.
Behind your back.
And make you feel bad for it, because he wants her to apologize. And then when they do something wrong, I said do, they won't apologize. Yes. They won't have any accountability.
You say run. I can see it in your eyes. Run.
Oh, I'm so pissed for her.
Run.
Is there an update?
No update.
Damn it.
The Burt Show.